Ann Duplessis, president of the Louisiana Federation for Children. Good morning. Welcome back. How have you been?
I've been wonderful. Good morning to you as well.
Fantastic. What's that deadline?
The deadline is actually Friday, February 24th.
24th. There we go. Yeah. Fantastic.
That's approaching. Absolutely.
My script said the 4th, so it's the 24th. So we've
the
got
24th.
That. Fantastic.
Correct.
All right. Well, remind us about the mission of the Louisiana Federation for Children.
So the Louisiana Federation for Children is an organization that supports school choice, supports parental engagement, active in decision making with regards to the children's educational options. It's a program that's actually designed to allow families, low-income families, to have a shot at taking their kids out of a school that's not working for them, a failing school for their children, and putting them, allowing them to have an opportunity to go to a school that is doing that could perhaps provide better outcomes.
Now, tell us about the scholarship program. How is it funded?
So, the scholarship program is funded through the state. There is a direct appropriation from the state's budget that allows in lieu of the minimum foundation dollars that would be given normally. So it really is an opportunity to be more efficient, I guess, with our state dollars. It allows for money not to be thrown into, you know, a deep hole, but into actually to follow that child and to allow that child and that family to choose what works for them.
Now, over the years that the scholarship program has been implemented, how many families and students do you believe the program has impacted?
Oh, man. Today we have, statewide, we have more than 6,500 students who are enrolled in the scholarship program. Last year alone, we had more than 10,000 applications, families who wanted their children to be enrolled. But we were only had 6,500, well, not only, because that's a tremendous amount of families who are being served. Throughout the state, we have over 123 schools that are participating, and the averages we talked about, what, you know, the cost, the average scholarship that is given to a child is about $5,800 in comparison to the state spending close to $8,500 on a public school.
Now, who's eligible to receive the scholarship?
Well, as I said, this scholarship is primarily for low-income families. So the first thing you would need to do is to know what your income is. And so give you an example. A family of four could have an income of $60,750 or less. So there is an income eligibility that you must meet or not exceed. The second thing is that your child must be currently attending a school that is rated C, D, F, or if your child is entering kindergarten, then you would be eligible. So it really is a program that is allowing our most at-risk kids and families to at least have a choice and a chance to get out of a failing environment.
So what's one of the more compelling stories that you've heard over the years as a result of a family receiving a scholarship?
We have had numerous testimonials. We've had numerous families to tell us, each one is different. Each story has their own DNA and each family circumstance. We've had families to tell us that their children were in great schools but were being bullied. and that while in those schools they were not flourishing, they actually were, you know, regressing. Once they got a scholarship and was able to move their child to a different environment, that the child flourished. And, you know, where they were making C's and D's, they're now making A's and B's. And so the stories like that go on and on and on. And each one, the beauty of it, is each story is different. Each story has their own DNA. You know, I don't know if you, you know, I have three daughters. I have three granddaughters, actually four granddaughters. Every single one of them are different. Each one of them learn differently, and they flourish in different environments as it relates to education. And we literally have them in different schools because we wanted to be able to allow them to flourish in the environment that worked best for them. And that's exactly what this does.
Once again, the deadline for families to apply for the Louisiana Scholarship Program is Friday, February 24th. Details are available at www.lascholarshipprogram.org, lascholarshipprogram.org. And again, Ann Duplessis is president of the Louisiana Federation for Children. And now that we've gotten that out of the way, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the tornadoes that devastated parts of our area here, including an area that you served as a member of the Louisiana legislature. So tell us a bit about what you're seeing there.
Well, you know, what we're seeing is the key word is resilience. You know, I am, of course, when this tornado hit and we went and saw the devastation, actually it hit half less than a mile from my office, and we were in the office watching parts of it. You know, it was really very disturbing, of course. But you know what? There's not much that can knock us down as a people, especially out here in New Orleans East and in the Lower Ninth Ward area. The norm is for us to band together. The norm for us is to not stay depressed or not stay defeated, and to find a way out. You know, it might take a little bit longer, but you know, there's this air of this is going to happen and this too shall pass. And so I'm very proud of our community, very proud of everybody who is coming together to help each other. And as I said, this too shall pass.
Ann Duplessis, thank you so much, okay?
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you take care.